PFT Media.
A public market, ice cream spaghetti, this and more on The Daily City Show. A new coffee shop called The Coffee Room is currently under construction in downtown Orlando on the first floor of the historic Robinson Building at 61 East Pine Street. The second floor contains The Robinson Room. Both projects are owned by Team Marketing Group. They have another project they're working on called The Wellborn Hotel at 20 East Central Boulevard in downtown that contains three different buildings, each from a different era of architecture, one of which is Orlando's oldest house. The Strand Building at 807 North Mills Avenue in the Mills 50 District was sold at the end of June for $1.2 million. The buyer was represented by Managing Director of the TRG Group, Tony D. Wynn. The new owner has told the Daily City that nothing will change with regards to the current occupancy of the building. The Strand Restaurant also confirmed with the Daily City that they are not going anywhere anytime soon due to their long lease. Two sailboats adorned with MLS All-Star branding will be placed in Lake Eola the evening of Friday, July 26th, and remain there until the morning of Thursday, August 1st for MLS All-Star Week. The sailboats will follow a route just off the shoreline around the lake and function as dynamic signage. A select few lucky fans will win an opportunity to take a ride. There will be one high-energy sailboat race, MLS All-Stars versus Atletico Madrid, where representatives from each team will face off in an exciting lap around the lake. At select times throughout All-Star Week, news media, MLS All-Stars, and celebrities and city officials will be brought on the boats to conduct live telecasts from Lake Eola. During downtime, the boats will anchor in and around park entrances, occupying lines of sight from prominent Lake Eola destinations, including the International Bridge, Overlook, and Promenade. The boats will also anchor near the shore at times, bring a popular musician on board, and have them perform a surprise amplified set during busy park hours. Each boat is a 23-foot-long Precision 23 sailboat with a 30-foot mast, 30x8 big sail, and 20x6 small sail. Swan Boat rental will stop during MLS All-Star Week, and only those with tokens distributed at other MLS activations can ride them. A 32-vendor, 9,000-square-foot indoor public market, featuring mostly food vendors so far, called Mount Dora Marketplace, is coming to downtown Mount Dora in late summer inside two buildings connected by an alley at 100 East 4th Avenue and 334 North Donnelly Street, according to Daily Commercial and Growth Spotter. The owners call the location of the project the Times Square of Mount Dora. The project sounds similar to the Packing District coming to Winter Garden, East End Market in Orlando, and Oxford Exchange in Tampa. All three projects feature multiple uses within an adaptive reuse scenario. Central Florida has been receiving announcements left and right for large-scale multi-tenant projects going into both existing and new construction buildings, but most have focused solely on food. The Daily City's Orlando Food Hall Guide maps out all those known projects. You can find that at orlandofoodhalls.com. The vendors already signed for spaces in Mount Dora Marketplace include Aunt Gingybread's Bakery, Ceviche Mix, Cassie's Cupcakes, Claire's Creperie, Jewelry by TFC, The Mimosa Bar, Nicole Macaron, Nosh Deli, Sugar and Geek Candles, an unnamed craft beer bar, White Orchid Florist, and Yum Popsicles. The Mount Dora Marketplace is expected to open in August. A new mural went up recently in the downtown Orlando neighborhood of Thornton Park, commemorating the 100-year anniversary of the passing of the 19th Amendment. The 19th Amendment granted women the right to vote. It was passed by Congress June 4, 1919, and ratified August 18, 1920. The mural is located on the side of the big-time street food company Quick Serve Restaurant at 805 East Washington Street, facing a laundromat parking lot. It was painted by an artist collective called What Is She Painting, or WISP, an all-female artist group with a mission to add more murals to Orlando painted by women. Dr. Mary McLeod Bethune and Senator Beth Johnson are at the center of the mural. Dr. Mary McLeod Bethune was a world-renowned educator, civil and human rights leader, champion for women and young people, and an advisor to five U.S. presidents. She founded Bethune-Cookman University in Daytona Beach and was the first black woman to head a federal agency, the Office of Minority Affairs. Elizabeth Beth McCullough Johnson is Florida's first female senator. She was elected in 1962. Before that, she was Florida's first female elected to the Florida House in 1952. 1958. There's a park in Orlando named after her at 59 South Ivanhoe Boulevard in Ivanhoe Village. And speaking of art, the city of Orlando has issued a call for artists to submit their work in consideration for display in City Hall during the month of September in celebration of Hispanic Heritage Month. The deadline for submission is July 22nd. We have all the details on how to submit at thedailycity.com or on our Instagram at thedailycity. And finally, for the local Orlando foodies out there, Vivoli Il Gelato in Disney Springs is offering up a product called Spaghetti Ice. This is a gelato sundae that looks like a plate of spaghetti. Picture brown gelato scoops made to look like meatballs, strawberry puree that resembles marinara sauce, white chocolate sprinkled on top like Parmesan cheese, and vanilla gelato that's been strained through a pasta machine that looks just like noodles. Spaghetti Ice. According to thespruceeats.com, the dish was created in 1969 in Mannheim, Germany, by Dario Fontanella, the son of an Italian immigrant and owner of an ice cream parlor. You can try Spaghetti Ice by driving to Disney Springs, hey, free parking and free admission, and going to Vivoli Il Gelato, hashtag not an ad. Thank you for listening to The Daily City. Be sure to follow our newest foodie project, The Daily City's Indoor Farmers Market, on Instagram at Indoor Farmers Market, our large-scale Makers Market, Orlando Flea at Orlando Flea, and our dessert event, Confection Fest at Confection Fest. I'm your host, Mark Baratelli, and keep using that hashtag, Orlando is wonderful.
A PFT Media production.